So I'm in a very atmospheric, quiet area, which is a bit of a distinction from the hustle and bustle, which is the property show that is going on outside there. I'm at the Property and Business Investment Show in Nottingham today at East Midlands Exhibition Centre, somewhere along those lines. We've been here before. The fibre's dead good. The event, the premises and everything else is just fantastic. I'm sitting with Martin Freeman. Hello, Martin.
Hello there.
So tell me a little bit about the property show. How long has this been going on?
Well, this has been a tremendous success, Phil, for the last 11 years. This is our 11th year.
Right.
The industry and, of course, the economy as a whole over the last couple of years has really slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, we've found that we can actually create a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we no longer expect to go back to the position we were in a few years ago. We just decided we've got to make things happen ourselves.
Okay.
And this is exactly what the industry is doing by engaging in this kind of exhibition. What you have is all the premier suppliers. It's a shop window of professional service providers. And what they're doing is talking to all the intermediaries, the end users, and literally creating business. And it's working. I mean, you're right. We're sitting in a nice quiet area now that we often use for the theatre, for the seminars. But outside, it's a real buzz.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so for people who are listening a bit further afield, who are not in the UK, or maybe down the other end of the country, what is it specifically about the East Midlands? Well, you know, there seems to be a lot of regeneration going on.
We've been phenomenally lucky and successful. We've had great investment as far as our infrastructure is concerned, including things like new railway stations. We've got a fine airport, of course, the East Midlands Airport. But what we've really got is some very interesting product. Towns, people further afield may have heard of Robin Hood, of course. Mm. If you're into football, you've obviously heard of Nottingham Forest and maybe Derby County. I'm a Notts County fan, but I won't talk too much about that. But in reality, the whole of the East Midlands, if you take the view that Lincolnshire is the East that puts the East in the Great East Midlands,
mm-hmm.
it's Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire and Leicestershire that is the heart of the East Midlands. But you know, you better believe it, it's Northamptonshire and Rutland that make it great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What sort of numbers have we got here today, Martin?
Well, today we expect to have, by the end of the day, up to 1,000 people.
Really?
Through the door. Indeed, yeah. I would say out there now, we usually get about, in fact this year, over 500 pre-registrations.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect to see another half again of the people that are pre-registered.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, just talking to my security team, that the traffic situation outside is being managed, but I know they're fairly busy out there at the moment. All the car parks are basically full. But they will facilitate them as quickly as they can.
Mm. So you're in your 11th year. How do you build on successes every year?
Well, every year you have to take a different look at it. I say the market changes. This year, one of the big differences, there are no banks here. We have a number of solicitors, but both those areas have been particularly hit.
Mm.
You know, the whole of the economy has been spun off from the difficulties that the banks have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say this, a bit of controversy. I think the banks owe it to us now to try and come back. I mean, they're really causing a problem within the mortgage market, for example. I mean, there's an expectation that when I was a kid, you could get a 90% mortgage,
mm-hmm.
and I've paid my mortgage off after a few years. And the reality is that the banks are no longer lending money to the people who really can afford them.
Mm.
And this is an issue. If we can get the home market right, and get people buying their own property and moving out the properties into larger properties, this will start to impact on the whole economy, not just the property and business investment side.
I think that's a fantastic thing to throw in there. I think it should be said more and more from people I do interviews with, to be honest. It's a common thing that I keep hearing about. You know, we need to get the banks re-energized. They need to start lending again. And as a side issue to that, environmental, eco, is there a lot of that this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it. One of the difficult things is that we've got the sustainable construction people here. It is a hard sell at the moment because the costs of being sustainable do seem to be relatively high compared to comparison costs.
Mm.
But of course, legislation is actually forcing and creating issues to go. What I'd like to see is some better ideas. Some of the ideas that we've been looking at the moment, some of the ideas of wind turbine that we've come up with, there are a lot of issues that we can use, but some of them, really, we just need to take a step back. Technology changes. We need to enhance the technology we've got and not make a really big decision until that technology improves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit like the iPad, isn't it? I mean, we have a product that's pretty succinct. But we've gone through, in computer terms, we've gone through a lot of stuff that was complete rubbish, quite
mm-hmm,
frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I accept you have to do that, but I think in this industry in particular, we need to look more closely at how we construct homes and not be too affected by the sustainable and the environmental issues. I think it can be a distraction. We all want to build, we want our homes to work on an economical basis. But some of the sustainability issues that people come up with, a bit like health and safety, it's gone a bit OTT. We really need to take a step back. We need to make sensible things work, not idealisms work for people that are really not involved in the industry.
Okay. Martin, thank you very much for your time. Have a really good day, and I'm looking forward to interviewing lots of people around your event.
Fabulous. Thank you, Phil.